Welcome to the PA Podcast. I'm Travis. On this show, finding love online. Can you find your perfect match on Facebook? We think we have a couple that might have. Let me bring in Father Brian. Brian, what do you think, man?
I'll tell you what, Travis. I think it was love at first post. We all know the human floor. He's been a friend of ours for a long time, but one day strolled in Linda Stein. And Linda Stein and the human floor really seemed to hit it off. And they weren't shy about showing their love for each other at all.
Big time.
Yeah.
In fact, it kind of got to the point to where I was like, whoa, this is kind of getting a little vulgar. And that's why we needed to make the phone call and get them both on the show. Because it's brilliant and it's beautiful.
Well, I've heard it described as everything from beautiful to nauseating, it was definitely something special going on with these two. But let's get them on the line.
Flo, are you there? What's up, Floor?
Not much, dude. What's going on?
Oh, we're just trying to figure out all this technology.
Hey, I'm from the pinball wizard days. That's all I know.
Yeah.
So how you doing? Cool.
Not bad at all. Just waiting on my new girlfriend to get here.
Feeling good, huh?
Yeah, my mail order bride. I feel like Dan Blocker in that, was it the Calico Cowboy?
Exactly.
Remember that movie, the Cockeyed Cowboy of Calico County?
So what are you thinking? I mean, what are your expectations? You're gonna meet her for the first time. What are you thinking?
Well, I already got a pretty good idea from talking to her for like a couple of months now. She's like exactly like me, only in woman form, believe it or not, which is kind of scary anyways. But and she's into everything I do, and I mean right down to the very last thing too. I mean, she's crazy. I mean, I'm working a fetish event that I work every year. I'm working a fetish convention. It's Fetish Flea Market, and it's in Providence this coming weekend, and I'm performing at one of the events, and she's coming, and she's into all that crap. So it's gonna work out really well.
That's great.
I got 32 days of beatings coming to me, so that's good.
There you go. You got that going for you.
God, I hit the lottery.
Well, hey, what do you think you would wear for your first date?
Well, we're going to that event. I'm going in jeans to be at the beginning of it, but okay. I'm gonna be in all black that night, anyways, for the event.
Black leather?
Not leather. I just wear black, just black clothes. It's just pretty much everything I wear for my regular sideshow gig.
Gotcha.
She's got some kind of extraordinary outfit that she's bringing. I don't know what it is. She told me I'll be a very happy man. That's all she told me.
She might be bringing the leather.
Yeah, I think she will.
Oh, great. So this is going to be pretty much your first date then.
Oh, yeah. When I pick her up tomorrow night at the train station, it's the first time I've actually seen her.
But as far as, are you going to go to the fetish convention, or is it going to be to your house first, or what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, she's coming back here first because it's Thursday night. I got to work my regular job, the warehouse job I got Friday morning, but then I got to work a wait for the funeral home Friday night, and I got a funeral Saturday morning before I even go to that. So I'm going to be working right up the first couple of days that she's here. So
she's going to be there like a kept woman. You're going to be working, and you're barely going to be able to think straight. You're going to be like, oh my God, it's like a kid on Christmas. You're like, I've got this present at home, and I want to go unwrap it really badly.
Oh, believe me, I know. It's going to be hard. It's even going to be hard getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning the first morning just to go to work Friday morning. It's going to be insane.
Oh God.
Okay, well, on your ideal first date, what type of foods do you think you would eat?
Oh, well, here's a true story for you. Obviously, you know, the human floor, da-da-da-da-da. You've seen my videos and stuff like that. I get into some crazy shit. Well, obviously, I'm into women's feet, no less. So up here in Boston, specifically, when it comes to Chinese food, we're like the inventors of the chow mein sandwich.
Interesting.
And if you Google that, it will show that it originated from Fall River, Massachusetts. And anyways, she's never had a chow mein sandwich. So the first place I get ahead on the way back is I'm picking up chow mein sandwiches. She's going to eat hers. I'm eating mine off her feet.
Oh, God. So nice. She's never had one of these before.
That's a true story, too. That's a true story. That's going to happen.
Okay.
It sounds like you guys are almost made for each other. I mean, when did you first realize that you guys had this special connection with each other and that it was just kind of, you were made for each other?
Well, the funny thing about it is that I was supposed to do a video shoot for a website up in Buffalo, New York. And it's with this guy's wife and him. He's got a website and the wife is in, they're into like doing some serious trampling with stiletto heels and making you bleed and stuff. Ooh. So I was supposed to go up there and do a video, a couple of videos for them. And they were bringing another woman in to be like a tag team type of thing. Well, lo and behold, I didn't know who it was, but I couldn't make it because they had a snowstorm up there. But this was back like a year ago. In the meantime, Linda actually friended me somewhere around the summertime and she was friends with them and she was talking to me and I really didn't know who she was. So I actually contacted the guy and his wife that had me for the site. And I said, hey, cause I was afraid to say anything to her cause I didn't know what she knew about me or anything. So I says, hey, what's the deal on this girl? And they said, well, that's the girl that was supposed to come up there to do the video with you.
Oh,
I said,
really?
Well, that thing's easier. So I got talking to her. I says, now I know exactly who I'm dealing with. And then when that happened and we got talking more and more and we were talking about likes and dislikes and everything, it was just
destiny.
It was uncanny. Everything from like regular life and everything. It's uncanny how we seem to be into the same things. It's crazy.
That's incredible.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
I said, I'm really impressed with the whole thing. I really, you know, and it's, you know how it is. I mean, a lot of times I'm talking to a woman and I'm not trying to like put everybody in one category, but you know, sometimes like my last girlfriend, I dated her like 15 years ago and I dated her again back last year out of the clear blue. And I started dating her and then I realized pretty much why, you know, I wasn't dating her from 15 years ago anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. I could hit her in the head with a Dunkin' Donut munchkin and give her a concussion. She was as dumb as a stump. And I mean, she was a smart girl, but she had no common sense whatsoever. I mean, she is the original blonde version of what you expect a blonde to be.
Bimbo.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Right. I mean, she couldn't spell cat if you gave it a C and a T.
I bet she had a nice day, though. Hey, assuming you and Linda are not human, what sort of animal would you be and why?
I'd be a bear.
A bear. A grizzly bear or a brown bear?
I think a grizzly bear.
And why is that?
Because I'm very protective, you know, because of my size and everything. But because I know she could cut me down to size, and she could probably make me into a bearskin rug.
I don't think she's going to be a polar bear either. You know, in fact, I think this possibly could lead to sexual relations. What do you think?
Oh, that I'm telling Maybe. You, by the time I get done eating my chow mein sandwich, believe me, it's not going to be much longer after that.
Oh, that sounds great.
She's waiting on you guys to call her too. She's home.
Okay. Oh, that's perfect timing.
I sent you an email saying she was going to be available.
Well, let's add her in then. Let's see if we can add people to this call here and bring her in.
Yeah, you have to call her herself.
Yeah.
You must be very
okay.
Excited.
We're calling.
Oh yeah, I see the phone coming up. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies.
Now we're basically going to ask her some questions as well. So try not to lead the witness.
Okay.
They're the same questions, Floor.
Oh, don't worry. She'll probably give you pretty much the same answers.
Well, that's what we're hoping. It's kind of...
Oh, I think I hear her. Linda?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, Linda. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
We're excited for you guys.
Oh, thank you. We're pretty excited, too.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, hey, we have a few questions for you. First one is, what are your expectations for this first meeting tomorrow?
Well, you know, I hope that we're as compatible in person as we are on the phone, because, you know, if we are, he's just amazing. I mean, I could really spend the rest of my life with him.
Wow.
Awesome.
He's had quite an impact on me. We have so much in common. It's mind-blowing.
That's great.
And you've been packing and getting ready to, you know, go see the human floor. You've probably got some sexy stuff in there, but what are you going to wear on that first date?
Too much, but a really nice high pair of combat boots are going to be in line, that's for sure.
I'm sure it's by request.
Oh, yeah, and Ralph, yeah, and it's just something I like to wear.
Nice. Awesome. Good for walking on the floor.
What?
That'll be good for walking on the floor. Combat boots.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Walking, jumping up and down, maybe a couple cartwheels, you know, whatever I feel like doing.
Great.
Excellent.
Hey, baby.
Yes.
What, baby?
Hey, what are we eating tomorrow?
Chow mein sandwiches. Oh. Woo!
Hey, great.
No, baby, you're eating your yours. What am I doing with mine?
He's going to be eating them off of my feet.
That is wonderful. I know he's a big fan of the feet.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to step in it and get it all between the toes. He's going to eat every drop off.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
hey, after 15-hour train ride, too, no less, in boots.
Nice. Oh, yeah, with boots and tights on and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a Chalmaine fest.
Nice. Okay, Linda. Well, let me ask you, what would be your ideal first date with the human floor?
Oh, boy. Am I allowed to say this?
Sure.
Go for it.
Let's see. The ideal date. Let's see. Honey,
Go for it. Don't.
I don't know. You know, we've been talking about this, too, because I don't know what I want to do first kind of thing, you know? I think ideally it would be, well, first his face has to be between my legs. That's where he's got to start.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
I mean, that's the ideal first move. I mean, I don't want to hold anything back kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It doesn't sound like it.
You're not. That's
Chow
amazing.
Chow mein off the feet and then kitty, and then a little kitty for dessert. I think that's an ultimate first date.
Ah, that sounds just wonderful.
That's where
wonderful.
I'm sticking the egg roll anyways.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, yeah, the egg roll. Yeah, that's well.
I wonder where the egg drop soup sauce will be dropped.
Hey, honey, egg drop soup. Put that on the list.
Linda, I'm sorry. Linda, let's just say that you and the human floor are not human at all. You're animals. What animal would you be and why?
Oh, gosh, I would have to be a cat because I'm very agile. I can be a little sneaky sometimes, and I like to cuddle up and purr a lot.
Good answer. Good.
Excellent.
So I guess this is a moot point, but do you think that this first meeting could possibly lead to sexual relations?
I'm thinking yes. That would be a big, huge affirmative.
We've got a match.
We definitely ding. We have a match. We basically did a compatibility test. We asked the human floor the exact same questions, and it was as if you were eavesdropping on the conversation.
Verbatim.
Wow.
Yes. The one thing that we asked floor that I don't think we really asked: when did you first realize that you had this special connection with each other? I mean, how did you realize that?
Well, there was something that I had posted on Facebook, and his response to it just did something to me. And being able to be so honest and open with him, I mean, it's really a freeing experience because I've never been able to do that with another man. And once I felt that connection, I mean, it was instant. I knew there was something between us right away.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is really awesome. I mean, I really think, you know, you got eHarmony out there and all these other things. How did you guys outdo them? I mean, because obviously you guys have created a connection here that's very special.
Yeah. Well, see, we didn't force it. I mean, it's just something that happened naturally. I mean, I've never done any kind of online dating or anything like that, and I never even considered it because I pretty much thought it was kind of hokey. I mean, love just kind of happens, you know, and if you're out there searching for it so vigorously, I think it causes some kind of, like, panic mode in you. You're never really going to have that. You're just going to latch on to anything kind of thing. But, I mean, it just happened between us. I mean, he's a friend with a friend of mine on Facebook. I saw a post to his. I saw his picture. I saw the human floor. I'm like, oh, I was instantly intrigued with him. Instantly.
Nice. Wow.
Now, you're not going to get crazy on him and, like, say that only you can walk on him.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I don't mind.
My
no,
wife
never,
is like
no.
that. My wife is like
no.
that. If some other chick was walking on me, I'd get my ass kicked.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, she's like that.
No, I don't have those kind of hang-ups. They can walk on them, stomp on them. I don't care. I'll hold them and I'll hold them up on top of them. I don't care. Doesn't bother me at all.
My wife will let other women kick me in the balls, but that's it.
Brutal! Wow.
Well, trust me, Father Brian. I've been getting kicked in the balls for years. So don't worry. I've been getting hit down low real for 50 years.
Nice.
I've seen you in action. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, yeah. Dude. That some of the stuff you do is just like blows my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually, in fact, I think I got it confirmed now, but I'm actually going to be doing a domestic violence charity event a week from Sunday, February 19th.
That's great.
You can teach them how to take the screwdriver out of people's noses, or what are you going to do?
Well, you know that, you know, when they teach those women in those women from domestic violence self defense, and they the guy's got that suit on.
You're gonna be that guy without the suit.
I'm gonna be that guy without the suit, basically.
Oh, shit.
Awesome.
So, Linda, you know, you said you saw a picture of him. Now, was it the picture of where he's on the sidewalk and the woman is standing on his face, or is it the picture of him blowing flames, or is it the picture of him with the screwdriver in his nasal cavity? Which one of those
did you like best? Out of those, a screwdriver in the nose. Screwdriver. Yeah, that's the best. I love that. Yeah.
It is pretty sexy.
I like the one of him actually just his face that with the dirt around it that we're seeing right now.
That is a great
picture.
That's
my favorite.
That's awesome.
That's
freaking
one.
Awesome.
That's a real picture, guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's buried underground. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
I mean, do you promise to bury him when, you know, when needed, even if you're not feeling up to it? Would you, bury him, walk on him?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's going to be so hard, for the human floor to go to work and leave you there during the day and stuff.
Oh, yeah, especially these first couple of days. That's going to be very difficult on him, I think.
He wants to hoard you.
Yeah. Aw, I know. He's so sweet.
Guys,
it's going to be really hard.
I got 32 days of beatings coming, trust me.
Nice. God, you must be a happy
boy. He's
going to
love every minute of it.
Oh, you know he will.
By the way, I really enjoy you guys on Facebook. You guys are so hilarious.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, seriously. Thank you.
Love it.
We have a great time on there. You guys are funny, too.
We have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah. You know, not everybody gets our humor, but glad that you guys do, and we definitely get yours, so... You know,
oh, that's great.
Just glad it led to something. I mean, this is cool.
Yeah,
well, this is
fantastic.
I mean, I wasn't expecting this in a million years. This is kind of a shock to me as well.
How are you getting to the human floor? Are you flying, Linda?
She's taking a train.
No, I'm taking a train. Yeah.
How long of a train ride do you have?
Yeah, 13 hours.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. At least you got a bar car. Oh,
yeah,
you don't drink.
Yeah. I don't drink, but I'll be bringing my vitamin water with me. I'll be good to go.
There you go.
And that's another thing, considering we're into the kinky stuff too, that neither one of us drinks. And you know, like I said, there's a lot of things that we do that's actually so much in common that's ridiculous. I can quote a movie on TV and she knows exactly what I'm talking about, and vice versa, and it's just kind of it's just everything that we do just seems to be like she could say something and I was just getting ready to make that same comment, or it'd be vice versa. So it's always strange how that works out.
Wow. I mean, it truly seems like you're made for each other. That's for sure.
Why don't we have a little visit after you guys have your lost weekend? Or how many days is it?
32.
Yeah, 32 days.
Really?
Hey, you can call here and talk to, well, you can, I'd say talk to both of us. You could talk to her. I'll be busy at the time, but.
Right.
Okay.
She knows what
definitely.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, we can check in with her and see how things are going.
She knows what I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
She'll be answering all the calls. I'll be busy doing things for her, so.
You guys might be asking for that wedding by the end of the 32 days.
Exactly. And Father Brian is willing to, you know, take care of that for you when the time comes.
Half price.
Oh, that's great. We'll definitely keep in mind, Brian, for sure. Oh,
thank you.
And he'll wear a leather collar.
We already talked about it, and the thing is, if it ever came down to it, it'd be kind of like a kink wedding, and basically she'd be there in all leather, and I'd be down on my hands and knees with a dog collar and leash. So.
Oh, that's exactly the way I envisioned it.
And I'd be there with my video camera.
Oh my God.
I don't get out much.
Wow. Oh my God, that's great.
Trust me, Brian, if you call and she says, you know, that I've been kissing her ass the whole time she's been here, believe me, that's going to be a true story. I will be kissing her ass for 32 straight days. You can guarantee it.
Literally.
Ah, great. Great.
Oh, yeah. Well, he will keep the queen very, very happy.
Yeah, and well, and if not, we'll have it recorded when you talk to her, so.
And believe it or not, she was only supposed to be here for that convention I was doing, so it was only going to be 3 days. And then we ended up extending it because she wanted to stay here through Valentine's Day, so we extended it to 10. But then I had some people from the fetish event that actually have something going on the 25th, so we extended it past that because she wanted to go to that. But then I have a show in Scranton on March 3rd, so she wants to go to that too. So that worked out. And then there's a car racing show at the Private Exemic Center she wants to go to, so we figured we extended it for the 32 days, but so that's why it got to be so long. But the thing is that when I do my show in Scranton, she's going to be my assistant doing help me with all my acts.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And
I'm really excited.
Yeah,
32 days of pain and loathing. You guys are going to be in hell.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Guys, she packed a pair of boxing gloves. I mean, come on, seriously.
What she need those for? She should have packed a pair of brass knuckles.
Yeah, I take a lot, so it's gonna be interesting. So
at least the UFC.
We'll work
gloves.
Our way up to the knuckles, honey. I'll take it easy on you now. I'll bring the gloves.
But with UFC gloves, you can lock your fingers and you can put them in chokeholds.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I gotta tell you, the guy that we're mutually friends with, when I had talked to him about her and everything, he actually warned me. He said, be careful what you ask for, because you might not be able to handle it.
Oh, shit. You're gonna get it.
Saying all the right things.
I've been told she can be a handful when it comes to that kind of stuff, so I'm kinda actually anticipated, looking forward to it actually.
Do you have insurance?
I don't, believe it or not.
Oh god.
Hey, do you know what Donnie already told me, and he's been telling me from the beginning, he's gonna call me, and if I don't answer the phone, he's calling the cops.
Oh shit.
Well, he is a true friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we actually had it worked out the other day. We were talking about this yesterday, too, and we both said the same thing. She's probably going to have me tied up with a gun to my head, and I'm just going to be on the phone saying, oh, yeah, Donnie, I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
So she needs, what do you call it in bondage, a safety word? You know, a word, like a little code word that, you know, you can say to Donnie in case you're tied up with the gun to your head.
I think there's going to be so much... There's going to be so much friction, you're just going to have, like, smoke signals, maybe. That's what I see. Look for smoke signals, Donnie.
There you go. There you go.
The one thing about safe word is you got to be able to actually be able to say the word when it's happening, or else, if you can't say it, then obviously no one can hear it, so.
This is true.
You know, so.
This is true.
Thank you for listening to the PA Podcast. Special thanks goes out to our special guest, Linda Stein and the Human Floor. Also to our team members, Brian Sontag and Jenny Coe. Remember, you can find us online at www.thepapodcast.com and listen on iTunes and Stitcher. Have a great day.